Welcome to True Story, the Public Relations Podcast, a space where we get a peek behind the scenes of brands and businesses that have a real story to tell. Because in today's world, we are done with perfect and fake. We want to support brands that aren't afraid to show their true colors. I'm your host, Whitney Lee, the founder of True Story PR, an agency focused on helping businesses show up authentically through their social media, PR, and more. We pride ourselves on always keeping it real. Are you ready? Let's do this. Today is another awesome interview. I'm so excited to connect you guys with another one of my friends from an organization I'm in called Brand Builders. You'll probably see a lot of people on the show from Brand Builders because the level of people inside this group is just so legit. If you haven't listened to the episode with Jill Bauer yet, definitely go back and check that out. Jill's a friend from Brand Builders Group. But today, I would like to introduce you to a fellow Floridian. Her name's Jessica Papineau. Her business is Customized Styling by Jessica. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Whitney. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm so excited to hear from you because this is a really fun topic, but something that I think people don't put a lot of thought into always, or they don't know where to begin. So Jessica, tell us a little bit about you and your styling business.
So I launched Customized Styling by Jessica on February 14th of 2019. And I had been in the business for a long time previously in retail and really helping helping women to shop very strategically. To shop very strategically and not just go into a place and buy a bunch of stuff. So I was a sales manager for a boutique and med spa, and I would have clients come in and see me regularly, and I would get them all outfitted for their lifestyle and where it is that that they were going on trips and different things. And you know, I built these relationships and these women started to want me to come to their home. So my side hustle was going into these women's homes and pulling out the clothes that were no longer serving them and then, you know, making, curating a wardrobe for them. And they'd come back to the boutique and get the clothing. And that's kind of how this all evolved. And then realizing one day, oh my gosh, this actually is more than clothes. It's transforming women's lives. And it's because it's elevating their confidence and it's making them feel great. And therefore, it's making them more successful and having more fun in their lives. I started out, I really kind of went back to what it was that I loved as a child. Before I started my company and having this realization that my gift to give the world was fashion and was, you know, how to really show up in a powerful way with your clothing. At 4 years old, I was looking in the mirror, putting on all kinds of clothes that I had actually from Salvation Army. And that was like my happy place of like making these outfits. And my upbringing was very, my parents were all about living off the land. We had no electricity, no running water, very humble beginnings I came from. And so, but I created these outfits. I didn't totally fit in with my family, obviously. And I also thought that I was very superficial for loving fashion so much. But, you know, I realized this is what I'm meant to do. And then I started in retail at age 16. I moved from Maine to Canada. I thought it was the big city, Winnipeg, Manitoba, and took two buses. And with my black skirt suit and nylons on, and I had my resume, I walked into a store and was hired on the spot. And it was a women's clothing store that was for plus size. Oh, and so how I started working with women was plus size clothing. And it was very difficult because they didn't want this tall, skinny, lanky 16-year-old helping them. Mm-hmm. And so I started to watch them walk in, go into the fitting room, not wanting my help, and then leaving frustrated with a pile of clothes in the fitting room and not walking out with bags because they couldn't figure out how to dress themselves in a way that they felt beautiful. Mm-hmm. And slowly I learned how to work with them by watching them try clothes on and seeing some of the other associates help them. And when they would go to leave frustrated, I would stop them and say, well, obviously it didn't work out for you. Are you willing to give me a try to help? How can I help you? And built this, started building this whole relationship with all these women and making them feel beautiful. And it just lit me up. And so I'm living out my passion. When I started my company, it was very difficult. I was very scared to start, but I had a following. I had already had clientele. So right out of the gate, crazy busy. And as time went on, CSJ evolved into something now that it's nothing like it was when it started. I had strategic partnerships with some local boutiques here in Sarasota and would bring clothes to women and they would shop in the privacy of their home. I would create outfits and a lookbook for them, taking snapshots of the outfits we made, and then they would use those, refer to them, right? Mm-hmm. But now things have evolved. During COVID, my business exploded because I started to reach out on, you know, on Instagram, actually. And that platform was amazing. I had people reaching out and I started to work virtually. I bought my own inventory for my clients. And I started to send these clients style boxes and style them virtually as well. So now it's just grown into this massive thing. It kind of took a life of its own. I do a ton of image consulting with my clients. And that is kind of where things are at now. What else do you want to know? There's so many things.
Oh my gosh. I always just love hearing people's stories of how they got to where they are and everything. Yeah. So my question is like when somebody reaches out to you and for everybody listening, like this, definitely we're going to tie this back into personal branding. In fact, why don't we touch on that first, you know, you know, personal branding is becoming such a big thing. And now it's almost like, even if you own a business and the business is the forefront, like still you as the entrepreneur, there are eyes on you. People want to know who's behind the business. So it's like forcing entrepreneurs, even people that own like HVAC companies, you know, like they have a personal brand, whether you like it or not. When you own a business, you have a personal brand. And so I think that clothing and the way you show up is such a big part of that. So how do you work with entrepreneurs or how do you handle that image side based on their personal brand and aligning that with their business?
Well, typically when women reach out to me, so I'm really who I'm serving. I'll kind of start there, is women between the ages of 30 and 45, 50 that are at that point in their lives where they're scaling in their business, right? They're high performers. They're constantly leveling up and educating themselves, and they want to show up as the best, most authentic version of themselves every single day. You know, oftentimes these women are juggling family life, right? They have kids at home, they have a husband or a boyfriend, and when they're with their family, they want to be fully present, but they also want to be super successful. But time is of the essence, right? You know, that it's difficult. It can be very complicated to think about what they're going to wear. Now, typically these women, when I first hear from someone, it can be when they are, you know, maybe leveling up with their branding. I think oftentimes people don't truly understand what personal branding is. You know, we have all these branded materials that we are working on, and typically they're, you know, working on social media and making that look really great. Maybe they're redoing their website and they need photos for their website, that sort of thing. And where I come in is really trying, you know, working on matching up their personal brand, being like that unique thing that makes them, you know, their superpower, their the thing that that really makes them gifted at what they do and unique. And matching that with what's happening with the branded materials. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of a really kind of easy way to frame it. And then really matching what's on the inside, that uniqueness, to how they're presenting themselves. Yeah. When it comes to how you as a woman, how you present every day, if you feel beautiful when you're about to leave the house for the day, your confidence elevates. And as a woman, when your confidence elevates, you're allowed to just have, give yourself permission to let that authenticity and your gifts and who you are to really shine through. And in doing that, and showing up as that authentic self, that's how we show up in the moment. Bless you, in the most powerful way, right? So I always say to my clients, it's about getting up, suiting up, and showing up powerfully every single day. So when I first start working with someone, the framework that I use before even going into their wardrobe is, first we talk about, as I said, their uniqueness and what makes them uniquely them. Number two, we talk about their goals. So goals are very important. Obviously when a woman that wants to level up, she has goals, right? She, maybe is thinking in the future, I want to own the company that I'm working for. Maybe I have this dream of, starting a marketing and PR company, that sort of thing. And really holding the space, I really hold the space with that woman to be very thoughtful of what that looks like, what that future looks like, and what it feels like, more importantly, and get them to describe that to me so that I can really start to envision and imagine how they look in that position. And in doing that, going through this process with them, I'm helping them set their mind right, really get that right mindset moving forward before we get into their wardrobe. And so that I can assist them and help them to truly step into the woman that they're becoming, right? And that they are meant to become.
Yeah. It's like, it's like look good, feel good, right? I work from home, but even on days that I'm not going to be on camera or I'm not going to see anybody, I'm just here alone, I still put on makeup. I still do my hair. I still put on an outfit. Sometimes it's yoga pants, but that's fine. But I feel cute and I feel good. And it makes me feel more put together. And it's always like right. The saying of you dress for the job you want to have, not for the job you have now, So if you want to be this powerful, respected entrepreneur, you got to dress like it. But I also think that looks different for every single person,
It does. And I have actually, and it just came to me, I have this amazing story about this young woman that I worked with, that going through the process with me, how it really changed her life. And we didn't even intend on doing the personal branding. It just kind of naturally happened. This woman reached out to me. She was she was in her early 30s. And she had had a baby 6 months prior to her reaching out to me. And she had been hired by this, I believe it was an IT company. She'd been hired during COVID times. So she had only met them virtually and she was leading a team. She was kind of at a mid-level position, leading a team, sales team. And she reached out because she was like, oh my gosh, I have nothing to wear for this conference. I'm going to meet these people for the first time in person. And I just had a baby. My clothes no longer fit. I don't feel good in my body. And I want to show up, in a very powerful way and make an amazing impression. And so went to her, worked with her. We wheeled in two racks of clothes into her home. And all the accessories to go along with it. And she, at the beginning of the appointment, was feeling so defeated, not feeling great about herself. Anyone that's had a baby, it really kind of takes a year to even get your body somewhat back. Mm-hmm. And she thought, there's no way that I'm going to even be able to fit in a pair of jeans. And so we just started, and I watched this evolution of her trying on these pieces, and they all fit because I am very experienced and I can get it right.
Yeah.
On the first go around. She's trying these clothes on. She's looking in the mirror and she is like mind blown. I can't believe how great I look. And I saw the energy level start to go up and her to really get excited about going on this trip. And we built a whole lookbook up for her of outfits for the trip. I said, please reach out afterwards and let me know how it goes. And she had her day to night planned with the outfits because it was, I think it was like 4 days. You know, they had conferences, they had team building stuff. I think they did mini golf one day, went to dinner, a bunch of things. And so she reaches out to me 3 weeks later and says, can you please come back? We have another conference. And so I go back to her and she says, okay, Jessica, I have to tell you about my experience. She said, I never could have imagined how things were going to go. She said, I thought they would go good, but it totally exceeded my expectations. She said, I was so prepared with all the outfits. I went to the first event that night and it was like a meet and greet, kind of drinks and appetizer sort of thing. She said the vice president of the company comes up to her and says, you know, I just want to introduce myself. You know, she wasn't sure who she was. I mean, she had seen her on camera on Zoom, but that was it. And so she said who she was and she said, oh my gosh, I really didn't know it was you. And she said, and I didn't know what position you were in, but you look like you could own this company. So that was her. Yeah. That was her first experience meeting someone in the company at the high level position. By the end of the weekend, the vice president came up to her again and she said, I think we need to have a meeting, a Zoom meeting once you get back home, and really discuss your goals for the company because we see you in a bigger position here. She said, I know, is this like, I'm getting chills talking about it again and reliving the story.
I know this woman, but I'm like,
And she said, you know, I know you're working directly just with the team, but we want you in front of our big clients because, and I mean, not only, we know you have the skill set, you know, and you've presented yourself in such a great way since you've been here and we've met you, but the way that you are presenting on the outside, this is like the branding that we've been working on. Like this is our company, how we are wanting to present. And so let's have a discussion when you get back.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. But it's so true, you know, and it's so interesting how people, even before we ever even open our mouths, people assess us. And if you are out there listening and you say you don't judge people, you're just not aware of yourself because everyone judges people. Okay. Even when you're not coming at it from a rude, judgy way, you're just assessing them of like, okay, so she looks like she's a mom or she looks like she's athletic. She's wearing Nikes. And you know, like we just kind of assess and we make a lot of assumptions about people before they ever even open their mouth. I get this all the time, you know, and it's so interesting what people infer without us even saying anything. I think it's just so powerful the way you show up. I mean, obviously, like facial expressions help, too. But like, I do think you look the part, you know, like it'll take you places.
Well, I think what do they say? It's like not even 30. I think it's like 15 seconds and someone has already made an assumption about you, even if you haven't opened your mouth yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why it's so critical. And like you said, Whitney, you know, yes, it has to do with the expression on your face and all of those things as well. But a piece of it is it's more than how people are perceiving how you look. It's how you're perceiving how you look yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, I think that is number one, because if you don't feel great in your clothes or great in your body, or if you don't feel like your hair, your makeup or whatever looks good, then how can you exude that confidence and really show up as the expert in your field?
Yep, exactly. You know, this is such a dumb example, but I'll say this. When I go on a trip, sometimes like I'll have to be fully dressed to get on the plane because I'm going to get there and like immediately go into meetings or whatever. But I love to travel. And so when I'm walking through the airport, I have like AirPods in and I'm just like bebopping and listening to like really energetic music. And yeah. I'm just like jazz. And sometimes I'm not even like super dressed up or whatever, but I feel people looking at me.
Yeah.
I pass people and everyone's looking at me. People sitting at the gates that I'm walking by are looking at me. And I don't always think it's because my outfit's cute. I think it's because I am vibrating, to get a little woo-woo for a moment. I am vibrating so high that other people can feel it. Yeah. But part of that goes into the fact of like, I'm excited to be traveling. I'm listening to happy music, but I feel and look good. You know, it's like you vibrate so high that people like, they can't explain it, but they just like turn and look of just like, whoa, you know,
It attracts people, you know, and people feel your energy. You know, I always say, I used to be, you know, when I was working at the local boutique here in Sarasota, I used to say to my team, it's not what you say, even it's how you feel when you're saying it. And, you know, mm-hmm. there's another term that a lot of people say, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's a step further. It's how you feel when you're saying it, because that's where that energy comes through that people mm-hmm. are so attracted to. And you can't have that come through if you're not feeling great about yourself.
Absolutely. So when somebody reaches out and calls you and just says like, hey, I want to work together, like, where do you even begin? Like, you don't know these people. So it's like kind of a lot to learn a lot about somebody. And like, where do you even begin?
So the first time that I hear from somebody, what I typically hear from the woman is, I was, you know, looking for someone to help me with clothes and putting outfits together because I don't have time to go shopping and I need to be prepared for my trips. I started following you on social media and I've been following you for a little while now. And I was very intimidated. You know, there's, for women, I think even when you are a powerful entrepreneur, you know, there's that sense of worthiness, like, am I worth doing this for myself? Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's also this intimidation of women seeing me on social media and like, I don't know about her coming in and seeing what I have, like feeling so exposed, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I can imagine letting somebody in my closet.
Yeah, it's a very personal, vulnerable place, right? So the very beginning conversation, I always start it with a free styling call because we need to warm up and get to know each other. And that call really is all about, you know, going through that initial framework that I was talking to you about, because I want to just truly get to know who they are and really understand their uniqueness and their lifestyle and where their life is going, so that when we actually meet, we're making the best use of the time. So ahead of time, I know their sizes. I see, you know, their top four outfits that they wear in rotation. And ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about, because most women wear about 15% of what they own and the rest just sits there. So I don't even bother looking at all of it to start. I just want to know what you're putting on every day. I see what your accessories are and jewelry and shoes and handbags, because these are all really important pieces. And then from there, you know, I tell a little bit about myself, because, you know, as I told you, Whitney, like, my upbringing and the way that I grew up was very, you know, in a very humble way. And I want people to feel that authenticity from me, and that I am going to show up for them and serve them. And I'm going to show up as my best so that I can deliver results for them and help them to transform their lives. Because really, you know, the process that we're going to go that I'm going to go through with them, it is transformative. When you feel great, you're more successful. Mm-hmm. When you feel great, you have more fun. I mean, think about like parties that you've gone to or a wedding you've gone to. As a woman, like the first thing you think of is, oh, what was I wearing? Oh, I was wearing that dress. We danced all night. It was so much fun. So that's really, you know, kind of how it begins. And then once I either get to them into their home or get into their wardrobe virtually, because I do a big virtual service as well, then we really dive in. We take a deep dive into, you know, what they have in their wardrobe. So then we start going into a different framework, which is inspect and assess. And so we start, you know, I start with teaching women how to discover what they need to let go of, because the things that we have in our wardrobes that have been there a long time that do not reflect our lifestyle, that's holding us back from our future self. So when I'm doing the inspecting and assessing, I'm looking at three things. It's called the three Fs: fit, fabric, and fashion. So number one, and I like to make this very simple because, you know, this is part of the reason I think that, you know, as women, we either avoid the wardrobe and just grab those four outfits, or we just become frustrated and overwhelmed and we just don't know where to go because it just seems overwhelming and complicated. So in the three Fs, fit, does it fit? If it does not fit you, let it go. You may have spent the money on it. You may have some sentimental value attached to it, but it's not fitting you. If you're sentimental about it, put it in a bin and put it in another closet. But you don't want that energy in that space, right? And number two, fabric. So, you know, it may be your favorite little black dress that you've had for years, but has it held up? Like maybe it's just had a good run and it's time to let it go. Maybe it's been washed too many times and it's pilled or it's tattered or it's faded. Or maybe the fabric just isn't doing its job anymore. So like oftentimes what I tell women to do when they're assessing the fabric is, you know, many clothing has Lycra in it, or that elastin that gives it the stretch. And what that does is it like snaps you into place and lifts and smooths. If that is not intact, it's not doing its job. So what you want to do is pull the fabric a little bit. And if it's crunchy, it's not working anymore.
Yeah.
And then fashion. Is it still in style? Like, did you buy it 10 years ago and it was a trendy item, a fast fashion item? You know, let it go. If there are things with tags on them that are, you know, gently worn or not worn at all, consign them. Yeah. And then the rest, get, you know, give it to charity. There's somebody else that doesn't have clothes, you know?
I need to do this so bad.
And then from there, it's really about, you know, customizing a wardrobe and curating a wardrobe. And then, you know, really assessing the needs that you have. So I go based on the core wardrobe, which is the most essential. And these pieces are the things that take you season to season, right? That you will have in your wardrobe for a long period of time, but the quality is great. So the fit and the fabric is wonderful so that you feel good in the pieces. And these are not exciting things. Yeah. These are like your perfect dark denim and your jean jacket and your white t-shirt and black blazer, little black dress, you know, all of that really basic stuff. And I call that the cake. And you want to make sure you have the right amount of cake and you have the cake that is going to serve your lifestyle and what you do day to day. And if you have that, you know, if you do a lot of traveling, you have the right core pieces for that. And then it's about the icing. and we're assessing the icing. Like, do you have great accessories? Do you have, you know, like 4 pair of shoes that are, that will go with everything that you'll have for years, you know, like the perfect nude, black block heel, you know, that sort of thing. And then once those assessments are made, it's about being very strategic about what you're bringing in. You know, so many women waste their money and waste their time, their precious time, on shopping and gathering just stuff that's not working. Mm-hmm. So when you're really, you know, shopping strategically, and I'm helping them to then build these outfits that are fully functioning so that everything has a purpose. And I always say, you know, when I first start working with someone, to, I ask them to imagine, like, what would it feel like to be, you know, laying in bed at night and you're thinking about, you know, a presentation that you have the next day. And instead of thinking about, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear? I left that at the dry cleaner. Oh, and I don't even know what these pants are going to go with. I never thought about it. And then that stress and anxiety comes in. Instead of feeling that way when you lie in bed at night, imagine thinking and envisioning what it's going to be like to do the presentation, right? And planning for that part. Because I don't know about you, but that's when my mind starts going, is at night when I'm like, I lie in bed. And if you don't have the anxiety about it, you can like know that you're going to be prepared, right? Mm-hmm. And then how would it feel to wake up the next day and walk in your wardrobe and know exactly what you're going to wear and know that it's going to look fabulous and that it's going to suit the venue of where you're going to be and is going to make your confidence elevate so that you can be so powerful and you can share your message to the world or to who you're speaking to that day.
Yeah. Nothing is better than the feeling of like, a fresh spray tan for me at least, but then like a new outfit and you bust it out the first time you wear it. This Thursday, I'm going to a, like an American Heart Association thing and I have a new beautiful dress and I'm like so jazzed to wear it. I don't even know if the party's going to be fun. The party could be lame, but like it just feels so good to show up like as the person you want to be, you know?
Yeah, it's such a great feeling. And then, you know, for you travel a lot, Whitney, like how great would it feel to be able to, you know, pack in a carry-on, right? And you have,
and I know you can't see out there, but I'm like over here, like making facial expressions like, oh my God, I hate packing. I hate packing. I literally make a note on my phone and I'm like, daytime, nighttime, pajamas. Daytime, nighttime pajamas. Like I make a little list and I spend hours packing because I hate getting there and being ill prepared.
Yes.
And not excited about what I'm going to wear and that, you know, so it packing is a whole thing.
Yeah. And that's actually, that's one of the biggest, appointments that I do, during the summer months, you know, when people are going on their vacations, a lot of people going to Europe right now and, you know, day to night, what are they going to wear? And they want to pack in a carry-on because you don't want to lose your luggage. You don't want it to like go missing and you don't want too many choices because then it gets complicated.
Yeah.
So it's about, you know, really picking out what are those core pieces and then the icing on the cake and then being able to mix and match all those pieces.
Yeah.
And that's my superpower. I love to pack. People think I'm crazy. Every woman that I talk to hates to pack or they bring too many shoes, but it's a lot of fun, you know, cause sometimes it's a matter of wearing that same core, cake from day to night, but maybe you're just switching out some of the accessories or putting on a different jacket to go with the outfit to make it more of an evening look, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a strategy to this, you know, just like, and I think a lot of women sometimes will think to themselves like, stylists are just for celebrities. Like, I'm not there yet, but that's not true at all.
It's not true. And here's the thing. And this is, you know, this is something that, I mean, I've gone through in my life and felt as well. And even in starting my company, it's like, that sense of worthiness, mm-hmm. right? And even when you're a strong woman, having that sense, and I think it's just, it's a female thing, right? It's like we grow up and our mothers and our grandmothers, you know, teach us, you know, that we have to put other people first, that we don't matter as much. I mean, I even remember having a feeling like, you know, when I was in a room and, you know, it's a party or my grandparents used to have all these parties and it was kind of like, just sit there and be quiet, yeah. you know? And so, you know, as women, you know, giving ourselves the permission to be our most powerful self because we deserve to, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, it's a bold, when someone reaches out to me, I really admire the courage because I always hear the story about how difficult it was to reach out for the first time. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, it's a matter of getting out of your own way because, you know, when you're a powerful woman that is high performing and you're an expert in your field, you know, you want to show up powerfully to serve who you're meant to serve, right? Mm-hmm. With all of your gifts. And we can't do that if we don't feel our best, mm-hmm. right? If we don't have that confidence in ourselves, then how do we hold the space with someone else and give them the best of us?
Exactly. So true. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you got a chance to come onto the show today. I do know that you have a little something for all the listeners, right? Something for them that they can.
I do.
Tell us about that. And then tell us also how we can find you if people are interested in learning more about you. Or, I mean, you post the most bomb tips on Instagram. So at the very least, everybody needs to go follow you on Instagram. So tell us all the details on that.
So actually there's some shifts happening in the business right now because I've realized I can't, you know, as one person, I can't help everyone. So I have a membership program that's going to be rolling out in the next few months, hopefully sooner than later, but I want to make sure it's ready to go and perfect for everyone to use and they get the most value. I have a digital course that is part of the membership program, which is basically a step-by-step of how to edit your wardrobe and maintain your wardrobe so that you don't have that stress and you're prepared for anything that comes your way. So the first tier is basically that DIY, right? You're getting a course, you're getting some light support. I haven't decided if it's gonna be a Facebook community, but it will be a community where people can really go and feel like a part of something. You know, oftentimes as women, we feel isolated too with our overwhelm with the wardrobe. And so that's tier one. Tier two is a little bit more support. We'll have that community. I will go on and do some demonstrations, show people, you know, how to get ready for their trip, that sort of thing. Show them how to create a lookbook, create a seasonal lookbook that will, you know, roll out to all of the members. Just giving some, you know, some very clear direction. And then the top tier is basically like what I'm doing now. Like they get all the things that I've already mentioned, plus they get me. So that's like the more, you know, taking that deeper dive, getting on and doing, you know, a few Zooms a month, preparing for all upcoming trips, and then having like a, you know, a seasonal reimagine of the wardrobe and a lookbook, a specific lookbook just for them. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And then, but I love to offer, you know, value to those who are just like, they're like, I don't know if I want to do it yet. I'm not sure if I'm quite there. The best way to start, and it took me some time to create it. It's called a wardrobe blueprint and it's free on my website. So if you go onto my website, www.customizedstylingbyjessica.com, which the website is under construction, so I'm not suggesting you go through the whole website, but when you first get on the page, it'll pop up free wardrobe blueprint and you can download that. And you can actually, it goes directly to your inbox. And I believe it's about 3 pages. It's the framework that I use with all of my clients. And it's something that could really help you to kind of jumpstart the process.
Yeah.
If you feel like, I kind of want a little more than that. I want to understand, you know, how Jessica works with people. On there, you can also, for your listeners, request a free styling call. And that's where, and it will be me, and I'll get on with them and, you know, and really talk it out and see how I could maybe help, you know, to get their wardrobe in shape, help them to transform it. And I can share, you know, a little bit more about how we could work together, and they could tell me more about their, you know, roadblocks and frustrations and all that sort of thing to put a plan together. Yeah. And so that's kind of it in a nutshell.
There you go. Okay, y'all. So go download the blueprint, customizedstylingbyjessica.com. If they want to find you on Instagram or any other social platforms, tell them how to find you.
Yes. And, you know, every woman is worth feeling amazing. That's just kind of what I want to leave you with. Because I know that, you know, there's going to be people that hear this and think, well, I don't know. First of all, I don't know if I have the time to go on and get this blueprint. But, you know, also, am I really worth doing this? Or, you know, is it really, you know, something that I feel like I can do right now? But you can. And to really get yourself started and put that time aside to get the wardrobe ready, take a day, bring in a trusted friend, and, you know, do it for yourself and ask yourself those questions like, what do I want out of my life? And does my wardrobe reflect where I'm going?
Yep. Absolutely. Well, thank you so, so much for coming on the show today, Jessica. I'm excited to see you at the end of this month
for
Builders Group. So, all right, you guys, we'll drop all of Jessica's info, her links to her website and all that good stuff in the show notes. Jessica, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please take a moment to screenshot this episode and share it to social media using hashtag TrueStoryPR, or better yet, write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in. See you next time for another True Story.